Part 4 Chapter 25 Ramon Espejo awoke, floating in a sea of darkness. The tiny lights, green and orange, red and gold, that blinked or flickered around him, illuminated nothing. Ramon tried to sit up, but his body rebelled. Slowly, he became aware of the machines around him, the pain in his flesh. For a muzzy, half-sleeping moment, he was certain that he was back in the strange caverns beneath the mountain, back in the vat where he'd been born, swimming again in that measureless midnight ocean. He must have cried out, because he heard the soft, fast sound of human footsteps, and a cheap white LED light blinked on. He tried to lift his arms against the sudden brightness, but he found himself tangled in the thin tubes that were penetrating his flesh like a half-dozen sahels. And then there were hands on his wrists, human hands, guiding him back down to the bed. "It's okay, Señor Espejo, it's all right." The man had to be near 50, short gray hair in tight curls, and a smile that looked like the aftermath of sorrow. He wore a nurse's smock. Ramon squinted, trying to see him better, trying to see the room better. "You know where you are, sir." "Fiddler's Jump," Ramon said, surprised by the gravel in his voice. "Good guess," the nurse said. "They brought you down from there about a week ago. You want another try? You know what this building is?"
"Hospital," Ramon said.
The nurse turned to look at him more directly. It was as if he'd said something interesting.
"You know why you're here?"
"I got fucked up," Ramon said. "I was on a raft. I was prospecting up north. Things went bad on me."
"That's pretty good. Up to now you've been saying that you were swimming underwater, hiding from baby killers. You keep this up, I'm telling the doctors that you're oriented."
"Diego Town? I'm in Diego Town?"
"Have been for days," the nurse said.
Ramon shook his head, vaguely surprised to find an oxygen tube stuck under his nose and hissing softly. He reached up and started to pull it off.
"Señor Espejo, don't! You shouldn't take that off, sir."
"I gotta get out of here," Ramon said. "I can't stay in here." The man took his wrist, his grip at the friction point between reassuring and painful. His gaze locked with Ramon's. He was beautiful. Just for being a real person and not some kind of alien, he was beautiful.
"There's no point, Señor Espejo. The constabulary has already been by here twice. If you try to go, I have to call security, and you can't outrun them."
"You don't know that," Ramon said. "I'm a tough son of a bitch." The man smiled, maybe a little sadly.
"We got a catheter running up your cock, Señor Espejo. It's what you've been peeing out of. I've seen men try to pull it out. You'd wind up with a piss tube about as wide as your little finger. You know, until it scars over."
Ramon looked down. The nurse nodded.
"You're gonna be here a while, Ramon. Try to relax and heal up. I'll bring you some fruit gel. You should try to eat a little, okay?"
Ramon rubbed a hand over his face. His beard was thick and wiry, the way it had always been.
"Yeah," he said. "Okay."
The nurse patted his leg sympathetically. He'd probably known a lot of men in his care who had been visited by the constabulary. He might know what was coming better than Ramon did. Ramon lay back against the thin hospital pillow, prepared for a long, anxious night, and fell asleep again before he knew he was fading. He woke to the cool light of morning pressing at the windows. He tried to watch a news feed, but the cheerful, nattering voice of the anchor annoyed him. He made do with the quiet hum of the machines, the distant chiming alarms. He catalogued the aches in his body and wondered what he was going to do. At the start, it had been simple. Get out of town until the Enya came and went and the whole thing with the European had blown over. And then, get free, get back,
and raise hell over my neck and its hive in the north. Then get back and remake himself, maybe leave his twin to figure out the whole problem with the police. And now here he was, back in Diego Town, tied down by his penis, and waiting for the constabulary to arrive. Made the Sahel seem dignified. Outside, the city was alive with morning traffic. Vans and transport flyers filled the air, catching the light of the rising sun and reflecting it back into Ramon's eyes like waves flashing on water. The low throb of a shuttle's lift drive announced some traffic sliding up through the thin air to the ships hovering above. Ramon couldn't see the spaceport from his window, but he knew the sound the way men in ages past had known the wail of trains. The knock on his doorframe was soft and polite. It said, "I don't have to intimidate you. I don't give a shit if you're scared of me or not. That's how much I own your sad ass." Ramon looked over. The man wore the dark uniform of the governor's constabulary. Ramon lifted a hand in greeting, trailing the IV tube like seaweed. The man who came in was young and strong, wide through the shoulders, strong jaw freshly shaved, with still just a shadow of stubble. He was the man Ramon had imagined chasing him up in the north before he'd known about his twin, the man Ramon had pretended to be when he was on the river. He was a convenient fiction made flesh. "You look a lot better, Señor Espejo," the constable said. "Do you remember speaking with me before?" Ramon plucked at the plastic weave of his hospital gown. Whatever he'd said before didn't count. He'd been out of his pinche mind. If his story didn't match, he could say he'd been dreaming or something. So nothing before counted. "Sorry, Ese. I've been a little fucked up, you know." "Yes," the constable said. "That's why I wanted to speak with you. Do you mind?" Like the fucker would go away if he refused. Ramon shrugged, added another little pain to his list of injuries, and gestured toward the small plastic chair beside the hospital bed. The constable nodded his imitation of thanks and sat on the foot of the bed instead, his weight pulling the mattress toward him. "I was wondering what exactly happened."
"You mean..." Ramon gestured at his ruin of a body.
The constable nodded.
"I got fucked up," Ramon said. "I went out surveying up north. That's what I do."
"I know."
"Yeah. Well, anyway, I was up there, and I landed my van at the river, right by this overhang. I figured it was like shelter, right? So, middle of the night, the fucking thing gives out. Must have been 3-4 tons of rock. Knocks my van right into the river."
Ramon slapped his palms together, the needle in his arm tugging at his flesh in a way that was disconcertingly familiar.
"I was lucky to get out alive," he said.
The constable smiled coolly.
"You got in a fight?"
Ramon felt his chest tighten. The heart monitor to his left betrayed him, the blue LED numbers jumping to something just shy of 100. The constable almost suppressed a smile.
"I don't know what you're talking about," Ramon said. "I thought you were here about the accident."
"The accident left knife wounds in your side and your leg," the constable said. "Why don't you tell me about that?"
"Oh, shit, that," Ramon said and laughed. "No, man, that's my own dumb fault. I had my knife out of the field kit. Used to make the raft. Anyway, I was trying to cut some vines, and I slipped. Fell right on it. I thought I was dead, you know?"
"So, no fighting."
"Who's out there to fight with?"
Ramon said. The blue numbers were slipping back down. The constable seemed unfazed.
"I notice that the field pack wasn't among the things recovered with you."
"Maybe it fell off the raft. I'm not so clear on those last couple of days out there."
"Can you tell me where your van was when this landslide took it?"
"Nah, It was all logged on the computer. It wasn't the main river, though. It was one of the tributaries.
There might be 100 places that would match the description. Proving Ramon was full of shit just got a whole lot harder. The constable looked peeved.
You could tell him the truth, a small voice in the back of Ramon's mind murmured. Tell him about Manek and the Unea, the Sahel and the other Ramon. You could even give him proof. You could lead them all right up to that Pinche mountain and everything under it. They took you prisoner, tortured you, almost got you killed. You don't owe them shit. You've got no reason to lie.
Except that the man was a cop, and Ramon was a killer. And besides which, fuck him. The constable coughed, rubbed his chin. The subject was about to change. Ramon took a breath, trying not to do anything that would change the readings on his monitors. No wonder they wanted to question him here, and not wait until he could get out.
"Do you know a woman named Justina Montoya?" the constable asked.
Ramon frowned, looking for the trap in the question. He shook his head.
"Don't think so," Ramon said.
"Calls herself Keiko? Maybe you know her by that name. She's the governor's secretary. She was showing the ambassador around. Tour guide."
Ramon thought of the woman at the El Rey. The European's date. The laughing woman. She'd straighten her hair to look Asian. Maybe she would give herself a stupid name, too.
"Don't think so, man," Ramon said.
"How about Johnny Joe Cardenas?"
"Shit, man, everyone knows Johnny Joe.
He's a friend of yours."
"He's not anybody's friend. I respect him, like you respect a red jacket, you know."
"He doesn't have a very good reputation, does he? I thought it was strange then, when I'd heard that he'd gotten in a fight defending Justina Montoya. He's not the sort of man to do something chivalrous like that."
The stink of danger made Ramon's skin crawl.
"Defend her from what?" Ramon asked. "Someone try to rape her?"
"Maybe," the cop said.
"Maybe he would have defended her from that. Even Johnny Joe. There were a lot of people there who said that the guy she was with was pushing it with her pretty hard. A big shot. Made some remarks, twisted her arm when she tried to leave or something. And then Johnny Joe got into it. Maybe saved her."
The silence hung between them. Pressing. Ramon's neck throbbed where the Sahel had bound him. The monitors chirped and hummed. "He knows," Ramon thought. "They grabbed Johnny Joe so they can show the Enya that they're on top of it, and this pendejo fucking well knows it's a frame. He's waiting for me to fuck up so that they can grab me for it instead." "Weird, all right."
"Why do you think he'd do something like that?" the constable asked. "Put himself in harm's way to protect a woman he didn't even know."
"Come on. Tell me what a hero he was. Tell me how he defended the weak. Tell yourself what a good man you are, and maybe, in the end, you can even let slip that the big man was really you, and not Johnny Joe."
Ramon grinned. There was a time he might even have fallen for it.
"Man, you can't figure someone like Johnny Joe. You might as well not try, you know? He's like a whole different species."
The constable shifted his weight, annoyance flashing in his eyes.
"Sorry I couldn't help you out," Ramon said. "I sure wish I knew old Johnny Joe better. You know, so I could help. But we just didn't hang out together much." "Maybe the guy just pissed him off, you know? Which was never hard to do. Maybe Johnny Joe just did a good thing for once in his life.
Even a badass like him might not like to see some little girl getting slapped around, eh? Especially if maybe he had his eye on her himself."
He exchanged level glances with the cop, who was looking sour.
"There anything else? 'Cause I'm getting kind of tired."
"Maybe later," the constable said. "You were lucky, getting back to Fiddler's Jump. All that happened out there, the van getting destroyed, hurting yourself with the knife like that? It's really unbelievable.
Meaning that you don't believe me, Ramon thought.
Well, prove something. And then come see me, asshole.
I'm blessed, Ramon said, nodding like a pious idiot drunk on incense and communion wine. Truly blessed. God ain't done with me yet, you know.
No, he's not.
You take care, Señor Espejo. I'll be in touch if there's anything more I need to ask you.
Anything I can do to help?
Ramon said, almost sorry that the constable was rising from the bed. Ramon liked the feel of winning. There were a few more insincere pleasantries exchanged, and then the constable was gone. Ramon lay back against his pillow and thought his way through it all. They knew that Johnny Joe, for all his failings as a good citizen and an upright human being, hadn't killed the European. He was just the convenient bastard to hang, the scapegoat, and if he was the wrong man, well, shit, at least he deserved it for some other time when he'd killed and gotten away with it. The constable knew it was shit. Hell, the whole colony probably knew it was shit. But what were they going to do? Tell the Enya that they'd screwed up, that they couldn't even catch the right man, that they'd lied? That would be suicide. The investigation was closed. If Ramon didn't open it again for them, and he wasn't about to do that, it would stay closed. Not that the eaters of the young would care, one way or the other. What humans did among themselves didn't matter, because humanity wasn't a species that the Enya cared about, except where they were useful. Impressing them with the colony's sense of law and justice and righteousness was like a pack of dogs trying to impress their catcher by howling in harmony. But the governor didn't know that. And so, perversely, the way that they all failed to understand the aliens around them was going to save Ramon's ass. He might be the next one strung up when a convenient perpetrator was needed to take the fall for something. But this time, for this murder, the government of the colony was going to give him a pass. What else could they do? A weight lifted from him, and he laughed with the relief. His initial plan had worked. He'd been in the wilderness long enough that the problem had solved itself. He was safe now. He could feel it. It was almost 2 weeks before Ramon found out what he'd overlooked.